It's weird because we both moved around a lot for different reasons, right?
Different reasons.
But we both moved around a lot.
Yeah.
And it's funny how much moving around marks different points in your life.
Yeah.
You know, because when I feel like when I look back on different sections of my life, I feel like it's easier because they were in different houses.
Yeah. Like I always, when I think about to childhood, I'm always tying ages and grade and location. And I'm like, okay, set memories now. Like yeah. Now I know what this place, the vibe of this place.
Yeah. It helps a lot. It's, I was thinking about this recently that, cause you know the joke about, the lick in the butt joke.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking recently about how, like, that's not something you should just always do.
Lick a butt?
Yeah. You shouldn't be like, you know, because I had the part where I say I'm not just, you know, this wild butt licker. That's not the case at all. And I say that in a good joke. So I can double back to that and be like, first, nobody should be a wild butt licker. It's not good. Like, butt licking should be like a time capsule.
Uh-huh.
It's like a point in your life when you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, you remember your it fondly. Butt. You remember what people were wearing. You
Your butt licking days, huh?
Your butt licking days. The butt licking days. It should not be a trait. I'm not judging.
Your butt licking life. Not,
you shouldn't be just a butt like that. I know, because I know guys that open with that.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that's like, people are gross now. People are gross now, man.
Ew. You guys talk about to each other about I open with licking a butt? Like, how did that conversation come up?
I mean, we're just like, you know, when you're talking, I mean, I'm mostly talking to comedians who were probably more gross than the average person.
Right.
But, you know, it's like you tell jokes on stage and then you're riffing about different things, topics. Yeah. And
so you talk about butt licking a lot. No,
it's not like a bullet point. It's not like, hey, guys, we can't leave yet. We didn't get to the butt licking part. We're going to skip butt licking? Are you kidding me? I thought we were adults. No, that's not how it works. But, you know, it's like, and it's one guy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's not, did I say I know guys? Did I misinterpret that? I might have.
Yeah.
I might have.
Okay.
One guy. I know one guy.
There's one.
Yeah, and he jokes about it. And then, you know, off stage, he'll talk about it.
Yeah.
You know?
You guys talk about weird things, huh?
Well, he does. Subjective. What do you talk about? Mm. Exactly. You don't talk about shit. You don't talk about shit.
Talk to who?
Okay, so this is after the podcast was recorded. I had to come in here because in the section that you're listening to right now, had to be deleted because Ansley got too racist.
Did I?
Yeah. It was a section where we were talking about mayonnaise.
Oh,
so
no.
There's a whole section where we were talking about mayonnaise. It was funny, but it got a little too weird, I think. So I had to delete it.
Oh.
But the only reason why I'm telling you is because the momentum of that mayonnaise conversation kind of goes into the next conversation, which ironically doesn't get too racist.
Mayonnaise is a tricky subject.
All right, enjoy. That is an annoying thing, though, that people do when they, like, apply color to just mean a race somehow.
Yeah.
You know, to, like, to say mayonnaise is the white devil. Like, that's like a... It's like, and then it's like the white, it's just like white people. And it's just like you know, comparing the attributes of like mayonnaise to white people. And
yeah, like, I instantly got uncomfortable. I was like, you're talking about white people now?
Yeah. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
But it's weird that people do that.
Yeah. It's just a color.
It's so juvenile. It's a childish thing. I was thinking about that. Like, that's all I could think about when that family, that half black, half white, that blended family petitioned that ice cream company to change the flavor.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we talked about it on this.
Oh, I thought we did. The Great Divide?
Yeah, we didn't talk about it.
Oh.
That got deleted.
Oh,
that episode got deleted. Not because of talking about this. But like, I think there was some other racist shit you said.
We have problems.
No, but... It's dumb. Yeah. So if people don't know that story, and if we talked about this already, I apologize. But there was a family who they basically there's this ice cream made by this company called The Great Divide. It's half chocolate, half vanilla.
The company's not called The Great Divide. It's an ice cream company that makes the Great Divide,
which is half chocolate, half vanilla.
Yeah, right? Because people can never decide. Half of the people are like, chocolate's the best, and half of the people are like, vanilla's the best.
Yeah, and here's what I'm getting hung up. This family was calling themselves an interracial family.
Weren't they?
No, yeah, they were. That's what pisses me off about this. Like, you're not interracial.
Right.
You know,
They adopted two black kids. White parents, two white kids, adopted two black kids.
Yeah.
Now they're interracial.
Now they consider themselves interracial. You're not. You're a blended race family. Like, interracial kind of implies that you made the kids.
Yeah.
Like, you produced biracial children.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what an interracial family is.
Yeah.
Not a white family with black kids. That's not interracial.
No.
That's more that mayonnaise shit.
Is it?
Yeah, just covering all everything. You know how white does. But so this is what they did. So they were having ice cream one day, and in the story it was like another one of their friends was visiting, a black guy, right?
Really?
Yeah, it was a black friend that was visiting at the time they came up with this revelation. And
it was a revelation.
Yeah, it was like, good God. They got so hyped about this when they heard, like, so they were like, they were eating this ice cream and they were like, you know what? I don't like the implications of this.
Yeah.
It's half chocolate, half vanilla. It's called The Great Divide, but we're not divided. It should be called Better Together.
Yeah.
And ice cream ain't people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the weirdest shit.
Yeah.
That's dumb. I don't want to live in that world.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in that world where we think that's the answer.
Call the ice cream Better Together.
Yeah. And like, I love how the company was like, they responded like, it's cute, but no.
Did they say no though?
They didn't say they were gonna. Because they said, hey, we like where you're going. However, this is why we call it The Great Divide. And they call it The Great Divide because families, families that, you know, make kids together, you know, whether they be white families, black families, interracial families, often disagree on whether or not chocolate or vanilla is the best.
Right.
So what they did, rather than have families fight over which one to get, they put them in one and called it The Great Divide.
Right.
Literally bringing families together, right? Yeah. That's the whole point of it. It's a play on words. So it's like, so fuck you, you fake interracial family. You're not interracial. That doesn't bother you on some level. I know it's weird. But like, they get different looks than we get.
Yes.
Right?
We're not in the same category.
We're not in the same category. Like, we get, you know, like, when you take the most righteous of judgments that people have for us, both families,
yeah,
and the most just like horrifically judgmental of completely different things.
Yeah.
Like, neither one of those are similar.
You're right. They are very different. Because like, you don't look at like, look at that white family that adopted those black kids and is raising them as their own the same way that you look at... Look at those motherfucking white person and black person getting together. They know they shouldn't be together.
Yeah.
Like, that's a different sentiment.
Yeah. It is. We create something that is like really different.
Yeah.
You know, than just white and just black.
Yeah.
You have just black. You adopted just black.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're white with black. You're like, you're not white with.
Are we promoting interracial children right now?
First of all, we should always be promoting interracial children. Look, they're great.
they're awesome.
Yeah, I love our kids, man. I wouldn't change them for the world.
No.
I wouldn't make them blacker or whiter.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I like them just the way they are.
Yeah.
So we're not promoting it. I don't know how Jesse Lee Peterson would feel about that. Let me get back to you on that.
You've got to touch base.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, actually, knows. I kind of know how he feels about it.
He doesn't like it, right?
Yeah, he does. It's not that he doesn't like it. It's just that it's the same thing that just ignorant people say. They say they're going to have problems. They're not going to feel like they're part of one race or part of the other, and they could develop identity issues.
What do you say to that?
I mean, it's supposed to be a world where race doesn't matter. So how is that an issue?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
But at the same time, let's just say it does matter.
Yeah.
I think there's enough of them.
Yeah.
Where they could start considering themselves something.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like there's enough biracial children out there for you guys to be a thing.
Yeah. It's
you know what I mean? Like, why, you don't have to be.
You know, they're not the first.
Black or white. You're not. Right. You're not black or white.
Yeah.
You're the combination of both. You're all of the strengths and none of the weaknesses. You're the daywalker. You are the blade of human beings.
Yeah,
and it's that's awesome.
Why our son acts the way he does.
That's
he
why. Knows. That's why he walks around with a sword.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah, he does. He walks around with daywalker privilege. He just really does.
Some cool shades.
He does, right? When you're talking about his shades. The shades. Yeah. He walks around. He's got that daywalker privilege walking around in dark shades. That's my boy. That's my boy.
He's not wearing Thomas the Train shades.
Yeah, get out there in that sun and not be too concerned about sunscreen. I love it. You know, come back here, golden boy. Look at him. Look at my golden boy. Yeah, no, it's interesting. It's interesting. But it's, I also make those fucking homo race kids too. Make those too.
Yeah, they're great too.
Good kids. Good kids.
Kids are cute.
They are, right? I mean, it's like, and they turn into people, and you know, people are okay.
People are okay. Kids some are cute.
Like, you know, when you look at the bell graph.
Yeah.
People are okay. Like, they most people fall in the okay. I do like that we are leading the charge in that category. I'm thinking about Drake right now. Right,
because okay.
I guess I don't even know how to like segue into it because there. I guess that's what I was trying to do, but there is none for me.
You want
to
do just a song?
I flipped these lyrics a while ago.
Okay.
But now they're funny to me. So the God's Plan song.
Yeah.
There's a part where he goes, you know, she say, "Do you love me?" I tell her only partially. I only love my bed and my mama. I'm sorry, right?
Yep.
So I turned that into, you know, she say, "Do you love me?" I tell her only partially. I only love my kids and they mama. I'm sorry, right?
Yeah.
Which is funny to me now because he has a secret kid. It's like, why do you only love your bed and your mama, dog? You have a kid. You put that in a song. The kid, he's not even a newborn kid. The kid's like in double digits, I think.
Is he really?
It's an old enough kid to not feel terrible about putting it in a rap song, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what the age limit is on. I mean, guess what's funny to me about it? It was revealed in Rap Beef.
Yeah.
That Drake has a secret kid. And I just can't get over how funny that is, you know? Well, I mean, I just, only because we were talking about light skin.
Yeah.
Or not light skin, biracial children.
Biracial children.
He's a biracial child.
Yes.
He's out there doing things.
He's doing things. He's a role model.
Secret kids.
He's got secret kids. Who has secret kids these days? Like,
dude, the filthy wealthy.
Yeah, why?
The filthy wealthy.
Just because, huh?
That's all that is. Like, having a secret kid is like an indicator of wealth.
It is, huh?
You know, it's like a status symbol.
Yeah.
Like
really
his
is.
Stock only went up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would love for him to address that at a press conference wearing a smoking jacket with a pipe in his mouth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, okay, yes, I do have a secret kid.
Yeah.
That's a wealth. That's a rich as fuck move.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, it's like when you were saying about it, how you were shocked that it was only one.
Yeah.
He's a rapper.
Yeah. I thought he'd have, It doesn't seem like news to me. It doesn't seem right? like, it's I'm like, weird, okay.
I would love it if all of a sudden rappers start coming out claiming that they got more secret kids than Drake. And it becomes just like this arms race in rap songs where people are like trying to one up their secret kid.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would be awesome. I would love it if rap took that turn. That's how big Drake is, though. He can influence rap that big that all of a sudden people can start rapping about their secret kids.
Yeah, man.
God, I would love that.
Like, how it's weird to keep that as a secret in these days and age. Like, so nobody ever acknowledges, like he doesn't acknowledge the kid and she doesn't claim him as a dad. She's just like,
I haven't looked into it enough. I only looked into it enough to once it got confirmed.
Yeah.
Once I read that it was confirmed, I was like, oh, this is good enough for me. Let me do the rest up in my own head. I'm good. I'll take it from here. So I don't know what the setup is. I don't know what the financial setup is. I would imagine he's not complete deadbeat, right?
Right. You think
but
he's
I don't
just
know.
Paying.
I don't
he might
know. Because I've been seeing people say that he's a deadbeat dad.
Oh, man.
Which is...
Wait, so you said his stock rose, though? Like, he's not being
oh,
like,
no, for me.
For you. But in general public, is he like, are feminists coming at him?
He came out with a new album called Scorpion.
Yeah.
And it broke a record for one day streaming on Apple.
So he doesn't deserve to lose his job for this.
For a secret kid?
I don't know. I don't know what's right and wrong anymore these days. Like, why are we talking about it if it's not a big deal?
How do you even make Drake lose his job?
I don't know.
Right? Like, he's like, what is his job? Right? He's so big that his job is him.
Yeah.
He has nobody that can fire him.
I just read this article about Charlie Sheen and how, like, we shouldn't all feel sorry for him because he mistreated so many women that he took their career opportunities away from him. So if we feel bad for him that he eats at a restaurant by himself and, like, doesn't act anymore, like, that's... They had a name for it. He... Man sympathy? No, it was he sympathy? He sympathy, maybe?
Yeah.
And it was, like... That we're feeling sorry for men that are getting, you know, what's coming to them from their actions. And that's like, I don't know, like that we need to stop.
I think that's what feeling sorry is for.
Right.
Feeling sorry is for people that you're not going
to
help.
Yeah. It's not the nicest emotion towards people.
You don't feel sorry for people you love. You help them.
Yeah.
you help them.
That's right? So true.
Like, no, don't try to. You don't even understand that emotion. What are you talking about? Who do you want us to feel sorry for?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Only people that deserve your...
Yeah. It's only people we're not going to help, though. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. It's empathy if you're going to help them. You don't... Yeah.
That's a weird
psychological. It was weird too.
It's like these weird psychological tricks that they're trying to use to change society are weird right now.
Yeah,
I don't understand why we're doing these things. We're letting any fucking crackpot with an idea say this is the way things should. I have a degree from blah blah blah. This is blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
you know, like your degree, like I don't care, like your fancy thoughts.
Yeah,
you should be. This should be. We need more philosophical debates. We don't have enough. We're at a point in society where there's so much relevant information. We really need to bring back debates.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I think that's the only answer.
You think that's the only answer?
Because there's no knowledge out there.
Well, I think it's because that schools, you know, university, it used to be something that, like, if people got to go to it, they had access to more information than the average person. So they had more information, they were smarter.
Yeah.
But now, like, so many people go to college that it's like those people don't, and information is so readily available. Like, you could take college on YouTube for free. You can go to Princeton or Harvard or one of those schools, like, sit in their classes.
Well, I don't know if I think the problem is that people can so easily create information.
No, but I do too. I do too.
That's more of the problem for me.
Okay.
Because the information that is available at schools, that is being taught at schools, for the most part is vetted information and therefore is knowledge, right?
For the most part.
For the most part. The only area where the information isn't vetted to the point of knowledge are kind of like these, like, liberal social sciences and shit.
But that's assuming that the learning that you do in college all comes from classrooms. Like, you learn from your interaction with other human beings around you as well. And I think those interactions are skewing people's...
Exactly. Because people are creating information together.
Yeah.
that's not knowledge.
Well, because my other point was that because people, everybody can, like, every school has an accreditation. So everybody can come out with a degree and put it out there and say, I'm a professor of blah, 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 blah. Like, everybody's got something they can say that they are.
That
like,
makes them credible.
Credible.
Right?
That makes them credible. So they, when they put out the information, it's believed, which goes to what you're saying, so, which is like
which is the problem is that anybody can create information.
Yeah.
That's the problem. But, and information isn't knowledge.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to know the difference between.
Yeah.
Right? Because knowledge is when you take information and you vet it and you see whether or not it's right, you see whether or not it holds up.
Yeah.
When it holds up, it becomes knowledge. If it doesn't hold up, we need new information, dog.
Well, and it's like we don't teach knowledge at school. We teach information at school. Like the way, like we've outgrown our educational system right now, I feel like. So that we're like.
I don't think we have. I just think people are just believing their own bullshit.
Mm.
I don't think the educational system is. And I think a large part of that problem is that like we went through that phase where these are the kids now. That those group, the group of kids that came through that phase where they didn't say no to them, where, you know, parents didn't say no to them and like teachers weren't supposed, like these are the kids now.
Yeah.
They don't know how to gain knowledge because they were never told no. So if you're never told no, you can't start changing your behavior towards knowledge. Right? You just like all information is relevant. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like anything I do matters.
Yeah.
Right. Cause nobody says no to me.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Yeah.
It's not right. So that's a mixture of that, a whole generation of human beings that were programmed that
Did
way.
Did people really not say no to that generation though? Are they like, is it really that generation? I feel like it's all our generations.
Isn't everybody getting a medal? Everybody, nobody being told no.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But they still do it, right? They haven't stopped doing that.
I don't know if that's the case. Do they do that at Finn school? Does everybody get a medal? Does everybody win?
Yeah.
I know Finn doesn't come home feeling like he's a winner if he didn't win. I know that much. So I don't know if other kids are doing, you know what I mean? So
to me,
I take that as they're not doing that at his school.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I didn't, like I wasn't directly connected to it when people weren't being told no.
Yeah.
So I feel like. Like, did that really happen?
Yeah, I think it did. I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know what's real anymore. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's like, so we just had my high school reunion that we just recently went to.
We did.
Right?
Yeah.
And awesome people, great people, lovely people. I love those people. They're some of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. Right? Yeah. And I think that's kind of, I don't know how other high school reunions are, but like most of the people that came to my high school reunion were the people that were in my honors classes, you know, and just like the nerdy types, you know, and so it was just weird to be around people that aren't wrapped up in like city, like the way I feel like the culture is kind of like pushed in the cities.
Yeah.
And people that don't live in the cities are not, they're just living life. They're not thinking about, you know, whether or not, you know, like transgender people are called by this or, you know what I mean? They're not thinking about, that stuff doesn't occur to them whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting, but it's also interesting to see how, we're not going to name any names, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there was a guy, lovable, I love this guy. Was lit as fuck.
Uh-huh.
And he's like a touchy-feely guy. He's like there's we all know a guy like this.
Yeah.
And he's a good guy too, because he's not the same way with women.
He's not.
Yeah. So I feel like he uses that because he's like very cuddly. He's a very cuddly when he's lit guy. You know? With guys. Right?
Yeah.
And particular guy didn't care for it. You know, and it was just like that whole idea of, you know, like man on man lust.
Yeah.
To him was just like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's not a homophobe.
No.
It's just like he's just like, no, not for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just weird to remember that. There are good people that just don't feel like it's for them. You know, they just don't approve.
Yeah.
Like they have religious beliefs and that means something to them. And, yeah. and I, you like, forget all about
the like, we're so, I was thinking about this the other night. Like we're so much more similar than we are different. Like our differences are so minute. Like, you know, when you learn about other religions, yeah,
the way we dance, that's really it.
Yeah. And you're like they can't get along because they don't believe like that because yeah. of that. Like, you're like, what? And then it's like, but like, you're like that in so many microcosms of your life with other people.
The way we eat bread, the different cultures eat bread different.
Yeah.
So it's like bread, dance, and everybody's main chicken dish.
How you eat chicken. Yeah.
Those are the only differences between the cultures. Those are really it.
Bread. Dance and the way you make chicken. Okay. You can get over those. Yeah, you're good bread, to go.
I think that's what this episode's going to be called. Bread, dance, and chicken. Probably not. But that's it's just funny to me. Because that, I mean, what are the differences between the cultures that matter? And this is why I don't agree with, like, the Jesse Lee Petersons and the black conservatives that agree, well, you know, I don't think it's wrong, but the kids are going to have problems. You know what I mean? What problems are they going to have?
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody, like, I think what they would say, oh, they're going to get picked on in school. Like, school's going to be, but school's hard for everybody.
Goodness
everybody
gracious.
Finds their way through it.
How lucky can you get if that is the thing that you get picked on for in school?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
for being beautiful with green eyes.
Yeah.
What are they going to, oh, really? They're going to go at your luscious, unique hair. Like, what? I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, we, like, and that's the thing. And you know, we're all going to be insecure about something. And we can't, I feel like learning yourself through insecurity is a rite of passage for human beings. And it's the only rite of passage that we all share across cultures in America.
Yeah.
The way America is structured, the way that we have to go through schooling. Everybody mm-hmm. has to go through the same schooling system.
Right.
The same, you know, from kindergarten to high school, graduate, then you fucking go to college. And that's why homeschooled kids are so fucking weird. Right?
Because they've never been through it.
They don't have to deal with the rite of passage of, like, learning yourself through insecurity while all eyes are on you, maybe. Are they all looking at me? Or are they all dealing with their own insecurities?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't feel that way. And that's part of the rite of passage. Part of the rite of passage is learning that.
Yeah.
You know? I don't. The one thing I don't like about interracial kids is how they interrupt podcasts.
They're not shy to speak up. No. They don't know.
Do what they want. Society loves them a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that is an interesting privilege to watch fold in front of you.
Society love your kids?
The way society treats interracial, biracial children.
Yeah. Everybody right? loves them.
Oh, my God.
Everybody.
They do.
Even, like, even if it's me, black people still love them. Even if it's you, white people
yeah.
still love them.
Like, yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's like they're like, you know, cause it's funny to watch the old people, how they respond to them. Because I feel like they respond to them as if they were their own grandkids. I feel like that's how grandparents respond to kids.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, it's like this kind of like, oh, I just love being a grandparent. Oh, another, you know, here's yeah, some yeah. grandparents.
And, there's some love in life right there. Yeah. Like, that's a loving point of
It
life.
Is. It is. People are like, when you can afford to love being a grandparent, it's
yeah.
good.
That's
yeah. a great, it's a great life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because you see, it's like, you see the different people, right?
Yeah.
You see the people that are like, oh, it's just beautiful kid. And like, there's no other feeling of any other thought.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, I don't care if my daughter makes a mistake. I'm going to love it. Like, you can't not love, you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
just like, I don't care if this is wrong. This is,
yeah.
this can't, you know, yeah. this can't be wrong. Look how right this is. You know,
yeah.
it's like a very different leaning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, it's funny to watch, but I don't know. It's, you know, they get treated differently
yeah.
than, you know, 100% black kids with white parents in the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same.
No.
Yeah, whatever. I didn't mean to go back to that, but that bothers me. Because they're trying to claim our privilege and, like, speak on our behalf. Like, we would never say that dumb shit about ice cream.
You don't like how they're trying
no,
to represent
I don't like,
interracial
No,
couples.
Not at all. Like, that's not the answer. You don't got the answers.
Yeah. It's not going to make our kids' life better.
Yeah, I almost purposely didn't memorize their last names or their names at all because I hated that much. But I could have used it for that. You don't got the answers.
Yeah.
You don't got the answers, Sway. Yeah. So, what's the deal? Is there anybody you want to fight this week?
Ooh. This week. Fights this week.
I know. I just feel like there's so much love in the air right now.
Yeah, no. I don't feel like I want to fight anybody.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, life feels good. Who is there? Who is like...
I'll fight Finn.
Who are our rivals?
I'll fight our kids.
Well, that's not legal. That's not legal. We can't even joke about that.
We can't even joke about that. I love them.
Yeah.
Who are our rivals?
Yeah, we have none. Mm. Well, that was like a line from Luke Cage.
Oh.
Which I feel like people weren't talking. I mean, I don't know. I'm not really on Facebook that much anymore, but I feel like I wasn't hearing too much about Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. It was good.
It was good?
It was really good.
It's advertised as, like, when the three words to describe it,
black as fuck.
Blaxploitation. it's a pretty black show.
Wait, they call it Blaxploitation?
Yeah.
Blaxploitation?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, first of all, I think I noticed that a different person directed each episode.
Oh, really?
Well, I definitely noticed that Lucy Liu directed an episode, and then another episode when I was like, wait a second, is Lucy... When I remembered to check to see
if
Lucy Liu was directed, it wasn't her again.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But I only noticed two different directors, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was definitely black. Okay. But it wasn't... I didn't think it was blaxploitation at all. I think it did a very good job of... painting all the spectrum of blackness.
Yeah.
You know, like not everybody was the same at all.
I don't know. I just thought that was a weird way to describe it.
Everything has to be part insult now.
Yeah.
Like everything's wrong a little bit.
A little bit wrong.
Yeah. Which, you know how I feel about appropriation. Appropriate it all. We should all be doing it all. We should all be doing it all. This is America. This is the melting pot. And I don't see shit melting around here.
That's like a big change in your philosophy when you try to think that there's like plenty for everybody versus that like there's not enough for me to share.
There's not enough culture to share.
Yeah, like that's like...
There's not enough pop and locking to go around, white people. No. You can't take it all. Black people are still doing that. Come on, you can't... Like that's it's weird.
It is.
It's weird.
I think that's what it is.
Like, white people, you can't grow dreads. Every single black person hasn't tried it yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. It's like...
There's enough to go around, people.
There's one more thing you can have in common with somebody of a different culture.
Yeah.
Right? Now you and a white person can talk about what it was like to have dreads.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, never talk to a white person that still has dreads. That's another moment in time thing. That's like butt licking and moving from home to home.
Is black people in dreads any better?
No, I mean, it depends on how long they are.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Once they get to a certain point, it's like those dreads are part of what you do.
Yeah.
I know that because I was kind of getting to that point.
You were.
Some long ass dreads.
Yeah, they were.
I had some like, you're going to really have to commit to a personality choice length dreads.
You man bunning all over the place.
Yeah. I was adding like leveraged weight to the back of my head.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I was like constantly, like my posture was great. My neck was never been stronger. Now I'm walking around with this jacked ass neck from all those from having dreads. But no, it's a commitment, man. Yeah. It's a commitment. So no fights this week? Come on, look into your heart.
Look into my heart. Listen, I just don't think I have any fight in me.
Yeah, what about Drake?
Drake, I'm not even mad at him. I don't even
wait,
like,
so you did his stock go up for you too?
It didn't go up. It didn't go down. It's just like I expected this of him. Like,
okay.
Like, I don't know. I don't feel like I need to be shocked that he had a kid.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
And if he wasn't paying for his kid, like, I don't know. I'm still not affected by it. Like, I don't care about his reputation.
That would be fucked up, though. Like, to be.
Yeah.
He's like a more like world famous.
Yeah.
Like, start there. World famous. Beloved by all because he's biracial.
You know, that's a thing. Biracial Canadian.
Canadian.
Yeah.
Like, you're North American, but not American.
Yeah.
Because apparently that's a trigger, too.
Yeah.
Like, just being an American is a trigger for other Americans.
Yeah.
So, Canadians, the nicest of the North Americans.
Yeah.
You know, multimillionaire.
Yeah.
More money than God.
Yeah.
I don't know how much money God has. I apologize. But
he's got a lot of money.
He's got a lot of money. This guy's got a lot of money. And to not pay for your
kid would be messed up.
Would be
like, he could
so
give them $1 million and not even notice.
I don't know. I think no matter how rich I'd get, I'd always notice $1 million. I think that's how you stay rich. You got to notice the mills chopping off. But I understand what you're saying. Like, it wouldn't change his life at all. Change his lifestyle at all.
No.
And it's, but then again, I don't know what kind of lifestyle you live when you make that kind of money. Who am I to say what $1 million does?
Yeah,
you know that he could be like $1 million. Oh man, that's 3 months in Costa Rica. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know how he's calculating money.
So you want me to fight him?
I don't know. I just thought maybe the feminist in you would have you fight what is being called a deadbeat dad by people on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that family in where were they? Like Indonesia or somewhere. It was like a soccer team.
Oh, we got to fight an Indonesian family?
They got lost in a cave.
A family did?
No, a soccer team.
A soccer team. I thought you said family, but a soccer team got lost in a cave?
Yeah. They've been looking for them for like 14 days.
Were they looking for a soccer ball? How did this even happen?
I don't know. Like, they were in caves and like monsoons came and they were gone and they didn't come home.
Oh my gosh. How close are we to you saying some racist shit? How close are we? Are we warm? Okay, let's close shop. Let's close shop. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah, no, we're going to get out of here. Yeah. She got you.